Unfortunately, there's high level of drink and drug driving, and it does continue. So I suppose this morning it's just an opportunity to ask people to think before they get behind the wheel. And really never get into a car with anyone who may be under the influence of an intoxicant, namely drugs or alcohol, who intends on driving the vehicle. I suppose losing your driving licence, you know, is one thing, but you're also putting your own life and the lives of your passengers and indeed other road users that you may be meeting on the road at serious risk. And I suppose there's been a number of serious and fatal road traffic collisions throughout this county, and I've been to a number of them myself. And when you've seen the aftermath, the devastation that can be caused, and that is caused, I suppose, to families, to people that are left behind, it's not nice news to be given to anybody at any time. And unfortunately, the increase in the detections, it does really highlight the blatant disregard that some drivers have for indeed the law and indeed road safety. So it's important, I just thought that we would mention it this morning due to the increase, and it is significant over the past week, with 10 for drug driving and 5 for drink driving, particularly in relation to the mandatory intoxicant checkpoints. For a long period of time, it was just drink driving that we were detecting on those. Now there's oral fluid samples being taken, and that detects certain types of drugs with if somebody has them within their system. And I suppose drugs can stay in your system for up to 7 days. So if you're drink, drug, driving, the checkpoints are going on all the time. If you're stopped, you will be arrested, taken to the station, a sample will be taken from you, and then depending on the result of the analysis, you'll be looking at a disqualification.